Hi, it's Beth. I just turned 65. I've kept my mouth shut all my life, but I've decided I'm going to go down swinging, and I'm talking. Episode 31, November 19th, 2019. Hi, it's the blue-haired movie critic, and I'm dying. I just saw The Good Liar with Ian McKellen and Helen Mirren, and oh my God, I am so mad. It's like the Muppets. They meet at this, it's online, they meet at this bar, they have a great dinner, they go home, he can't even cuddle with her, he never kisses her, nothing happens. It's like, what do they think we are after 65, dead from the waist down? It was maddening, absolutely maddening. And he moves in because he's hurt his knee and he can't go up the stairs of his house. And he gets to sleep in the guest room, and they never kiss. They never even exchange. There is no chemistry. I mean, seriously. Miss Piggy and Kermit the Frog had much more energy, and you know that wasn't going anywhere. Well, this one, oh my, I'm so embarrassed. I'm like, is this what they think old people are? Like, we're just, what? Like, they didn't even hold hands. This is, we're not chaste. We're not five. We're not three. So irritating. And Helen Mirren, I'm like, okay, fine. And then, of course, I'm going to spoil this because it's spoiled. It goes back to, Nazi Germany. And both of them are Germans with incredible English accents. I have never seen that, ever, that a German can get rid of all of those vowels and speak so eloquently in an English voice, both of them. Nothing from the motherland, from Germany, nothing. All gone. Woo! Great. And they have the manners and the exquisite skinniness of the British. And they wear their trench coats as coats like British people, not like big Germans. I'm a big German. I know what I'm talking about. It was the stupidest movie I have ever seen. And they commingle all their money together. And woo, it's like, why? Why? They're not even, there's nothing there. It's like, what, we're so lonely that we give up everything for nothing? And then she has this person she calls her son, but ooh, it's not really her son. It turns out to be her grandson's lover. And her grandson is black, and this boy is white, so that's supposed to be like the coolest thing in the world. Okay, fine. I'm like, so blown away. And then she lives in Sun City, London. But actually, she's from a mannered house, and she has this amazingly huge family, and everything goes well. And something terrible happens to her in Germany by this guy. I'm not even going to fill you in. I'm not spoiling it. It's just not worth it, because it is so poorly done. She's... Well, I'll tell you, she's raped by Ian when she's a little girl. And she's on the stairs with her mother and all her sisters looking, and she's just fine 2 seconds later, and the whole thing is over in 2 seconds. And I don't think that's how it works. I think it's a little bit more traumatizing than that. This is crazy. It's just the craziest movie I ever saw. I don't know what they're doing the whole time. It's so stupid. So don't see this. And I'm really mad because honestly, we blue hairs, we older people, I don't even want to call us blue hairs anymore. We're better than that. We are fine. We are great. We fall in love. I have seen the most incredible love stories in my age group. Brand new. People just giving it everything they have. Every bit of themselves, body and soul, to have relationships in their older age, to get it right, to make it work. It's so beautiful. And this was a travesty. It was a joke. So I'm just mad. I'm just mad that anybody would ever see this and they would think that was a relationship. That was something where you would give everything you had to it. I don't know. What do they think we are? Cartoon characters after 65? We're just some kind of a Mr. and Mrs. Santa Claus for everybody? So totally hated it. Totally furious. And I'm not even going to see any more movies for a while. I am done. I'm just going to eat some ice cream and have some more ice cream. Okay, thanks. Bye.